easy way.
Life is hard.
So I rode the easy way.
Life is hard.
So I rode the easy way.
Life is hard.
So I rode the easy way.
Everybody stand up for easy, working hard in Hollywood. Got many celebrities ready on deck. Cali love, that's what's good. We doing work the easy way. What can I say? Carolina, yeah, the California, yeah. Making moves and carpets and major interviews. By the pop, ready and now we never lose. Never stop and never play, we go getters. Never play, just rolling the easy way. Life is hard,
I roll the easy way.
Life is hard,
I roll the easy way.
Life is hard,
I roll the easy way.
Life is hard,
I roll the easy way.
What's up, everybody? All right, welcome to Easy Talk Live. We are live once again, direct all over the world, Easy Way Broadcasting. I'm your host, EZ, also Eric Zuley. You guys can follow me at E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that fun stuff, LinkedIn. So this is a live broadcast show for those of you guys that are tuning in that are new to the show. Let me give you guys a little breakdown. We help connect celebrities to their fans, fans to their celebrities. We talk about, we help charities. We talk to celebrities. We get to know them as real people. We open up opportunities. We always go to celebrity events. And we are broadcasting live as well to my Periscope fans out there. We are broadcasting on Periscope as well as Easy Way Broadcasting, WTV Networks. And we syndicate to South Central Magazine, Actors Entertainment, Actors Reporter, Fan TV Global Networks, numerous magazines, Music That Pays magazines. It's a lot of fun. And if you look at my shirt, this is from Bright Life Entertainment. We got God. God is light. God, you know, it's we're just ready to get rolling. So we got a really good friend of mine. I'm proud to welcome him and bring him on the show here. And I'm just so you guys gotta understand something. I am doing about 20 different things. I do a self-made broadcast myself. I do all the engineering. I do everything all by myself, and so I'm doing like 50 different things at once. So bear with me. I'm gonna get this stuff rolling for you guys. So it's gonna be an amazing show today. We have Judge Joe Brown, which is my man right here. Judge Joe Brown, what's up, Judge Joe Brown? How you doing, brother?
Hey, easy. The judge is in the house.
I see that. So So, hey, man, you know, welcome again. I'm sorry I missed you, man. I went down to your place of residence when you were out here in L.A., and I missed you. I guess you fell asleep on me.
I'd been up for 2 days running, actually going on three. I've got a new show called True Verdict, and we were getting the details going on that, so we've been working on it for several days. I'm supposed to have started this fall, but we're going to make it fall 2016 to make sure everything is first class. So they're advertising it on KTLA Channel 5. You can catch that. Got a few of the promos on it. But, hey, it is what it is. I'm glad for the help you gave me a few weeks back. I mean, it's always good to get a good word in.
Yes, sir. Come on, man. You know we got your back, and we knew you were going to make a comeback. And so I hear that you have, and this was kind of released on KTLA, so it's not like you're not going to get in trouble or anything, but you have a new show coming out. I know a lot of people are interested in that. I mean, I got to point this out. You killed it on the charts with, you know, Judge Judy, and I mean, you were even beating Oprah when you were doing Judge Joe Brown. So now you got a new show coming out, and I bet a lot of people are excited for that.
Yeah, and we've got control of it, so we will be running the content the way we want it run.
Ooh.
And that will be a different kind of thing. We're even going to get into some political commentary. You know, if you got a case or you live in life, you know, it also impacts what happens. You know, what goes on in the world impacts what happens with you. People need jobs. We need education. We need safe streets. So what are these guys that want our votes coming out and talking about when those things need to be addressed? Are they being serious, or are they just giving us some BS, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And just so you know, Judge, we are broadcasting live right now. They're watching me. So, guys, Judge Joe Brown is – you're broadcasting from where? Where are you talking to us from, Judge?
I'm talking to you from Memphis right now.
From Memphis, Tennessee. So Judge is in Memphis, Tennessee. I'm in California, Orange County, and we're broadcasting live. They're watching me. They're listening to you. This is syndicated all over the place. Yes, Tiffany, he is a real judge. He actually had a major TV show called Judge Joe Brown for a real long time, and now we're talking about his new show. So they're asking questions as we're doing this. And so I want to talk a little bit, guys. There was an amazing event from Bright Life Entertainment. Judge, you were supposed to be there, but unfortunately you missed it. We had royalty from Africa, princes and kings and queens. You guys will be able to see all that stuff that we did on the red carpet if you go to Easy Way Broadcasting, that's letter E, letter Z, on our fans page. We did a lot of amazing interviews. We even had the producer of ABC and Fox's The Doctors. We had Patrick Fawcett from Tyler Perry's The Haves and the Have-Nots on OWN. It was a lot of fun. So make sure you guys check out the website, the blogs, the fans page to see all that. We also have another page as well called Red Carpets Easy Way, letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y, where what we're going to do is we're actually going to be showing all the red carpets we've done, from the Emmys to the Oscars, the Academy Awards, the MTV stuff, BET stuff. I mean, we've done every red carpet you can think of from 2006 and up, with another broadcast called What You Need TV. Then we switched it and merged it into Easy Way Broadcasting. So we're going to be taking all that stuff from the Playboy Mansion and all that amazing carpets we've done back in the day. We're going to revive it, and it's all going to be on that fans page. So if you guys want to see some of that stuff, it's Red Carpets Easy Way. Check it out. We'll be doing a lot of exclusives and cool stuff with people like Judge Joe Brown and all these celebrities that we hang with. We'll be letting you kind of follow and enjoy the career as it progresses and stuff. So make sure you guys follow us at easywaybroadcasting.com. Subscribe if you want to hear more. Shout out to all my Periscopers. So Judge, we got some pretty cool guests today, man.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah, so
I heard.
So we have a seasoned veteran in radio, and we have actually they're both seasoned veterans in radio, but we also have Avenue. They're Avenue Entertainment Live. They're one of our media partners, but they have a really unique story. And the reason I wanted to bring them on actually is they really support, and they're building this big coalition, this big thing to support awareness for human trafficking, and. All right, thank you, Jeff. I appreciate you sharing the follows, brother. So so they are going to be talking to us here real soon. Their name is Jesse Torero. I hope I'm saying that right. Jesse Torero and Gil Martinez. And so I'm going to tell you guys a little bit about Jesse, our guest coming up here. Jesse Torero, entertainment and business. He's a business entrepreneur. Starting his entertainment career when he was very young, Jesse Torero is the third generation of entertainment family business, and has been part of his it's always been a part of his life since it was youth. So working for his grandfather, he started journalism, janitorial work. He's done a little bit of everything. He's a true entrepreneur, and it's all about, you know, what he's doing. So we're going to be talking to him, and then we have Gil Martinez. Gil Martinez has been performing DJ since age of 13. He started with his family members who were much older than him at the time and were performing at clubs all around Los Angeles. He grabbed up being a young teenager, and taught him everything that they knew. They taught him. And the time went by, so Gil started to perform in small parties, dance halls, schools. So these two got together. They're really making a difference. They're really making it hit. We got, man. Hold on, guys. I'm trying to get. I'm gonna do questions and answers at the more towards the end of the show. So hold your questions. I appreciate it. We'll get to you and everything. I promise, guys. So I'm just gonna open up the lines. We got a whole bunch of callers. I don't
Hello,
know.
Hello, I'm just gonna open up the callers.
And, well, that was a bad echo. I'm opening up the callers. Gil, Jesse, you there with us?
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, man. Wait a minute. hey, Gil, we can't talk at the same time. You know. Okay. I know we always do talk at the same time, Gil, but we really can't talk.
So, hey, guys,
why don't we do this?
Hold on. I will take the lead because I am the host of the show here. Make sure that you do not have any background noise. We can't hear the show. There's no echo or anything. So turn down the show if you're listening to it. And so what we're going to do is we're going to get all of our stuff straight. We're gonna go to a quick commercial break, and just you wait, because you guys will be able to relate. Don't try to escape, because we got Judge Joe Brown, Easy in the house. We got Jesse and Gil. Don't go away. Easy Talk Live. We'll be right back, guys.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk show. Follow Eric at Hollywood Inc. Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
All right, guys, and we're back. We got my celebrity co-host today, Judge Joe Brown, talking about his new TV show. And then we got our awesome guest. By the way, Mr. Brown, Judge Joe, I don't know what to call you, man. You got so many names. How are we gonna judge? I like the judge thing. Is that cool with you?
That's cool with me.
All right, cool. Sounds good. All right, perfect. So here we go. We're going to get right into the show here. Judge Joe Brown's got a show coming out, guys, and everything is going to be on our blog, by the way. You can go to easywaybroadcasting.com, and you can see all the information that you hear today on the show. And, you'll be able to click on things and go to things. And, you know, Judge is a part of the in-house family. He's one of our celebrity ambassadors. And so we have some amazing guests. We got Jesse Torero and Gil Martinez. They're with Avenue Entertainment Live. They are fighting to stop sex trafficking, human trafficking. They've been radio DJs themselves. Jesse, Gil, you guys have been radio DJs. How am I doing? How's the show going so far?
So far, good.
Go ahead, Gil. You open it up, buddy. Go for it.
All right. So far, so good. You've been doing good. I've been listening to everything. You guys are amazing. You know, of course, Eric. And then Mr. Joe Judge Brown. Oh, my goodness. So seeing every darn near episode that you had on there, and you're pretty good. I like you. You're straight to the point. You're forward, and you're very aggressive at getting everything out and airing it all out for your viewers and, for, of course, the courts. You know, so I do like your show. So,
thank you. Hey, I got to toss something in here. Hey, Easy, you're doing great, baby. I love you. You sound great, man. You're speaking a mile a minute. You're excited. Hey, Judge, everybody. Hey, Judge, I got a couple tickets I got to take care of. Can you help me out there?
I'm not in that business.
I knew that. Well, you know, you're in Memphis, and I'm in California, so I don't think that's going to work anyway. So,
well,
good
actually,
to have
I grew
you.
Up in California. I'm from California.
Okay.
Kindergarten school.
That's California's a good place to go. Absolutely. I grew up in Chicago, and we moved out here when I was a young kid. But, Easy, I wanted to talk a little bit about the Coalition Against Human Trafficking, because you were so eloquent and nice to bring that up real quickly. The acronym is CAUHT, C-A-H-T. Before I get into that, my name is Jesse Torero. My partner is Gil Martinez, and we own and operate AV entertainmentlive.com. That's AV Entertainment Live, and it's a digital broadcasting TV network. And Gil and I have gone back 40 years, actually, a long time ago. So we joined up forces here, and we're doing some great things with the help of so many wonderful partners and associates like Eric Zuli. Really appreciate all the good thoughts and tidings and participation that you are affording us, Eric. I just wanted to set that up and let everybody know that, you're the man, baby. We love you.
I appreciate it. And just so you know, too, when I said, hey, what do you guys think and whatever, I know I'm the bomb. I really could care less about your opinion. No, I'm kidding. I want to go into a little bit of the radio experience, because we have a lot of viewers listening, watching live right now on Periscope. We have a lot of people listening live.
Right.
you know, there's people that are calling in. Guys, again, at the end of the show, we're going to offer up some questions. I'll let you guys be a part of it. If you're periscoping, I am looking at your questions. I got my assistant here writing things down. But let's go into radio. You guys worked for what radio station exactly?
Well, I'll jump in here real quick on that because I started my career in the radio business in 1974 when I was 14 years old at KLAC here in Los Angeles, and gravitated from to about 10 or 12 or 13 different Los Angeles radio stations up and down the California coast and whatnot, and got and then in 1983 something really remarkable happened in my radio career. And that was Jack Patterson, the program director of KDAY here in Los Angeles, a 50,000-watt AM directional radio station. And the reason why I say that, because at night you couldn't hear it past East L.A., and in the daytime you couldn't hear it past the San Fernando Valley or Orange County. So the signal really did some crazy things. But he hired me on the air in late 83, and to participate in a new format that had never been done in the world on radio or a commercial outlet ever in history. And that format was created by a very good friend of mine, a genius, Greg Mack. He put together this format, and it created hip-hop and rap radio. In fact, he is the father of this rhythmic format that's all around the country now. Anyhow, they needed a Latino on the air with the expanding marketplace here in Los Angeles in the 80s of Latinos. And so they hired me, and I became one of the original disc jockeys here, radio personalities in Los Angeles at AM Stereo, 1580 KDAY, for a long time, for 8 years. And we were just really cutting a lot of new trails. In fact, we forced the record business to understand that the hip-hop lifestyle and rap music could be commercialized, and there was a lot of money to be made in that. And eventually, of course, the record business got onto that real quickly. And we also changed the face of radio. And in many ways, because of the vehicle of K-Day, Dr. Dre, N.W.A., the Furious Five, Curtis Blow, Run DMC, all of these groups that were starting out in the beginning, way back, had a place that they could be representative of their lifestyle, their music, their culture, their words, their ideas, and it was really exciting. So that's kind of where we went, and that's where I met my partner Gil Martinez. we were, and Gil, let me tell you about Gil. Gil Martinez is the kind of guy you want on your team, because this guy, he just doesn't stop. He's fearless in terms of, when I mean that, I mean fearless. We were broadcasting live from the Casa Camino Real in downtown Los Angeles, a show called The High Energy Show, and it was a very, very popular show. You can Google search that. You'll find out for yourself. But Gil came up to me while I was on stage. We were there for a couple of years. Made a lot of headway. Gil came up to me while I was on stage, and we played everybody, every recording act that came through town. They were on the radio live, and Gil came up and he said, "Hey, Jesse, I got this record." He hands me a 12-inch record. I look at it. He goes, "Man, play this side. Play this side. It's this guy. You got to play it." And I looked at it, and I asked him. I said, "Is it good?" He said, "Yeah." So I said to my guys up that were my high energy mixers, I waved at them and said, "He's going up there to give you a record." And he took it up there and played the record. And Gil, I'll let you tell the rest of the story because you can tell it better than me.
Well, before we go into that, hold on 1 second, Gil. I want to switch this up a little bit. Remember that, Gil. I'm going to definitely give you a chance to come in. But I want to play a little game here, because everybody here has experience on the radio. And when you do radio, you always have, like, you always got to have an interesting opening. You always got to, you know, be all hype, and you got to have a certain, like, call sign or a certain, like, certain thing that you do. I want to give everybody the chance. I'll start it off. And then Joe Brown, I want you to go. Jesse, I want you to go. And Gil, I want you to go. But for 30 seconds, we're just going to do your best intro you can do as a radio DJ. Okay? You guys with me?
Okay.
Sounds good.
All right. So here we go, and I'm going to, I don't know, I'm going to pop some music on or something here. I don't know if you guys can hear it, but Ah, no, forget the music. That'll be too hard. All right, so here we go. Hey, guys, what's up? It's Eric Zuli, EZ for Easy Talk Live, Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks. Are you guys ready for some of the guests, best guests, no, don't stress, best guest hosts that you're ever going to hear in your life? We got Judge Joe Brown as my co-host. We got Jesse Torero, and we got Gil Martinez. These guys are making a difference with the coalition. It's called KAHT, K-A-H-T. Are you guys ready? Put the confetti in the air. Here we go, Easy Talk Live. Okay, there
we
go.
Oh, wow. This is Joe coming to you strongly today through your radio. E to the T, come fly with me. We got great guests today on The Easy Way. We're going to make it so it comes out so you can have a great day. Step back. We give no slack as we go into our act. Look at us. We float. We don't walk on the planet. There's space between the soles of our feet and the planet Earth. We float. We fly. Fondest dreams, hopes, imaginings have come true and manifest into the flesh. Step back, we give no slack, as we give the easy way today.
I love it.
I tell you, if I talked that long on the radio in an intro, program director would be red hot lighting me, saying, Jesse, shut up.
Okay, Jesse. All right, Jesse, your turn. Your best radio intro as a DJ. On the count of three, go.
Come on, Jesse.
Three, go.
AM Stereo 1580 KD from Los Angeles, baby. It's a sweet summertime on a Saturday night. You got the Brown Beauty on duty. That's right. We're going to be doing live from the Casa Camino Real, 18th and Old Street in downtown Los Angeles. Jesse T in the House of B. Hey, always remember, I got to be me because I'm Jesse T. It's the Brown Beauty on duty, bringing on my partner, Gil Martinez, who's got the skills in just a minute. We got Tone Loke and Young MC on the way. It's AV Entertainment Live. That's right, in the House of B, rocking it for you and me. Put your hands in the air, and the girls go, whoa! And the guy goes, ha, 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 ha. You got the Brown Beauty here on AM Stereo, 1580 K-Day. C-A-H-T stands for the Coalition Against Human Trafficking, always on aventertainmentlive.com, www.aventertainmentlive.com. Baby, I'm going to slow it down a little bit because I'm going to talk to ladies right now. You're sounding good. You're looking good. You're feeling good. I'm all right, too. So let's hook it up tonight because we're going to get it right. It's Jesse Torero. Hey, the Brown Beauty's on duty, looking for some sweet, tight booty on AM Stereo, 1580 K-Day, brought to you by aventertainmentlive.com.
You went over 30 seconds. You cheated, but that was pretty good. Good job. All right. Gil's the last one. Now, remember, guys, I want everybody that's listening, if you're watching Periscope or you listen to Easyway Broadcasting, we're going to go on our fans page afterwards, and I want you guys to say who you think did the best radio intro. Judge Joe Brown, myself, Jesse Torero, or Gil Martinez, you're about to hear. Gil Martinez on the count of three. Here we go. One, two, three.
From the community to the world, it's AV Entertainment Live, and I'm your host, Gil, a.k.a. Gil Got Skills in the House to Be. Check this out. We're about to go in and interview three cats that I think that are fantastic, some of the best entrepreneurs on the radio that you could ever find. Number one, Eric Zuli of Easy Way Broadcasting, and we got Jesse Torero representing KDAY right now, and we got Judge Joe Brown in the house. How can you not? Wow. I'm just so excited. Wait, I got to say it again. Judge Joe Brown. Everybody knows who that is, don't we? Yes,
good
we
job,
do.
Good job. I love it. All right, so we got the fans saying that they like Easy and they like Jesse and they like Judge Joe Brown. But I think it'd be fun to do. Oh, no, they're saying yes, Jesse. Oh, Jesse's in the lead so far on Periscope. Man, how are you guys going to be watching my show, my broadcast, and say somebody? No, I'm kidding. Good job, Jesse. Good job. So I want to talk a little bit about guys. Gil, you were going to talk a little bit about the coalition, the CAHT, stopping sex trafficking, and then after that, I want to talk. We're going to go quick commercial break, but I want to talk Star Wars. That's the next topic. We're going to talk some Star Wars, some new movie. We got the new Star Wars coming out. Yes, George Lucas is doing it again. It's going to come. That's the next conversation. Don't go away, guys. So, Gil, go ahead. Please talk about the sex trafficking and what's your opinion?
Well, I like to leave that to Jesse. Jesse's more of an on-point advocate for it. I'm just a representative with him. But as far as what we were collaborating with Jesse left off of, he was talking about when we were on the High Energy show, and I asked him to play a record. And I'm going to let you know what that record was. This is what Jesse left off on. The record was, it was called On Fire, and on the flip side was Chiba Chiba. The person that we were trying to get on the air was Tone Loc. I broke Tone Loc's record on 1580K Day on Jesse's High Energy show at the Casa Camino Real. Got it, and from then got a lot of airplay. That was his first single. Mike Ross, Orlando, and M-Walk came up to the Casa Camino Real. Some friends of mine that were DJs and promoters, they said they wanted to speak to one of the main DJs and promoters there, so I came to the door. And who was there? Mike Ross from Delicious Vinyl, Orlando, which ended up being the road manager, which I was going to be the road manager for him, but they weren't paying enough at the time because they barely made enough money. So I turned it down, which was probably one of the biggest mistakes. But at the time, I'm making anywhere from $1,500 a week. They were going to pay me $500 a week plus road expenses. So it wasn't matching up, so I didn't leave the Casa. I stood there and passed up a $1 million prize, you know. So they end up going, and then all of a sudden they came out with the second record. It was Funky Comadina and Wild Thing. So Wild Thing hit the chart. It went 4 times platinum within about a 2-week period. It went 4 times platinum, broke the record for the biggest single to ever come out, which was We Are the World, that hold the record. And Tone Loc broke that record with Wild Thing. And
I'll never forget Gil, because, and this is the truth. When Gil came up to me on my stage left, my left hand, he handed me this record, and he had the biggest fro I've ever seen, man.
Well,
he had the size of an afro.
Hey, you know, Judge, are you sitting there with us, man? Because I want you to chime in every now and then. I got my periscopers asking if you're there. I got people asking what's your guys' link, Jesse and Gil, and the people talking. Their link, is www.aveentertainmentlive, right?
Let me correct that. It's www.aveentertainmentlive.com.
AV is audio visual.
Okay, AV Entertainment Live. And Judge, you still with us, man?
I'm still with you.
All right, there he is. Okay, cool. Hey,
trafficking matters.
We're gonna definitely talk about that, and that's gonna be a very I want to give that time. I want to give that issue. I want to give that you know what caught really is, and we're gonna go into that.
A
little bit more,
really
a little more later.
That.
Yeah, no, we're gonna definitely give a lot of time, but I want to talk a little Star Wars, man. George Lucas, we got a new movie coming out. I'm stoked.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if we got the Star Wars fans out there, but we got a new Star Wars movie coming out. Which I don't know if you guys know, and some people may, some people may not. Star Wars movie, new. It is called The Force Awakens, okay? And this is like the next saga when Darth Vader, which is Anakin Skywalker, you know, it starts out as, you know, the mask is all broken and kind of messed up, and it's going to be cool. So we got some Star Wars fans. We got some people saying, oh yeah, I love Star Wars. Let's talk Star Wars, man. I've been a Star Wars junkie my whole life, ever since the first one started. What's the best saga? What's your guys' favorite saga? Judge, you go first.
I like Episode 2.
That was Episode 2. And for some people that may not know that one, which one is that? Why do you like it?
Well, okay, you know, they started in reverse order. He started in the middle of the series back in 1974. And then when they got 6, then they go back to 1. 1 is where you discover Anakin. Episode 2 is where he is a young man and he's showing those things that are going to lead to him being Darth Vader in 3.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a Star Wars junkie myself. One thing that I have always been curious about is, what are they going to do to integrate these franchise books they have on Star Wars? They've got like 75 or 80 of them out, and they go all the way up to where Luke is an old gray-haired man that looked like the first edition you saw of Obi-Wan Ben Kenobi as an old man. So it's interesting. In the books, they even kill off Chewbacca.
Ah, you can't kill off Chewbacca. Oh,
yeah,
no.
They did.
No.
They did, and then there are great-grandchildren coming up. So, I mean, the books go a long way, and it gets kind of wild. It gets out there. But I'm glad they're coming up with a new one, and this one sort of fills in between Darth Vader transitioning from Anakin to when we run into him in the first episode we see in 1974, where Darth Vader is a fully established fiend and villain.
Yeah. The thought of Chewbacca having kids. I don't know that kind of that imagery in my head.
No.
There must have been a Mrs.
He
Chewbacca.
Doesn't have kids. Han Solo does, and Han Solo and Leia get married. See, and they wind up having kids and grandkids. Strong in the Force, of course.
Oh yeah, of course. Strong in the Force. You are my father.
I always have been a fan. Impressive, most impressive. But you are not a Jedi yet.
No. Yeah, I hear you, man. I've always liked Star Wars 1 when it was at the Egyptian Theater. We saw it at the Egyptian Theater, my mother and I. And we went to the late night show at 12 o'clock because that's when they started running the 8 o'clock show on a Saturday night. And everybody was dressed up in these uniforms and these costumes and stuff. And my mom and I, you know, I was a big Star Trek. I'm a big Trekkie. So Star Wars was the next evolution of the genre. And so we went there and we had a great time. And I really loved the first one. I thought the first one really captivated me, and at the end, the twist, you know, when we find out that, you know, Luke Skywalker's dad is Darth Vader, you know, I'm your father, and that beautiful voice, that beautiful man's voice, it's just gorgeous. I love it. And James Earl Jones's voice, just phenomenal. And then, but number two, three, the next one that I really liked is when we saw – that I really, really liked is when we saw the critics didn't like this one, but I did because it kind of rounded the story out for me. When Anakin becomes Darth Vader, when he makes that transition, he has that problem in him. He's having that, you know, that complex of who am I, what am I, what do I want to become? That transition, even though that was a slow type of movie, I just love the way that was written, so that we see now how he becomes Darth Vader. So for me, those two episodes were the connection. We knew, for me, it was, okay, that's his father. Then we go, well, wait a minute, how did he become Darth Vader? So I like those two. This next one coming out, I can't wait to see this and how they've reinvented this thing. It's going to be really cool.
Hold on, Jesse. I think I got a better one for you guys, man. I got a cool one. All right, you guys ready?
Yeah.
All right, Giant Robot, Johnny Sacchio. All right. Oh, that's not Star Trek? I mean,
Star Trek.
Oh. Okay. Where we at?
No, I'm just talking
Empire Strike Back. I like Empire Strike Back. I think that was a good one. That was one of the best.
You guys are talking about Anakin Skywalker. You got to point out the episode when he was a small kid, when he was a little kid, and he basically saves the freaking day. I mean, this is a little kid. He's like, he must be like 10 years old, 11 years old, and he's driving a starfighter, or he's driving a glider, you know, thing. He wins the race. You know, he basically without that little kid, Anakin, if you really look back at the saga and everything, Anakin was the reason everything went down. Anakin is more of the center of attention than Luke Skywalker, Princess Leia, you know, Obi-Wan Kenobi, all the legends of the movie, all the main characters. Without Anakin, there would have been no story, because Anakin was the kid that started it. If you remember, he was the one that won the race and got them back
right.
be able to do what they did, be able to, he was taken. Then he became Darth Vader. Darth Vader was the main point of Star Wars. So, you know, I mean, I wonder what it was like casting and finding a kid like that. That's one of the best kid actors I've ever seen. Would you agree?
He was good. You know, he certainly is very talented, very talented. And just to piggyback on what you said, when we see in the first episode Darth Vader in full splendor and doing his thing, and then we see Darth Vader as a little child, that was excellent writing because what it does, it sets up the protagonist in a different way. Instead of having the traditional way that a protagonist is set up in a film, we have to wait to find out really the background of who this protagonist was. And for the first time in a series of films, because it was so successful and it consistently made big money at the box office, George Lucas was able to give us the history of him when he was a little child, which really makes the first one, in my opinion, makes the first one even more delicious, because now we really realize why this guy became this guy. And then with the transition of a young man in the other episode that I liked to back to the first one, we really understand Darth Vader. So yes, Darth Vader, which is Anakin, is the key to the whole film. You have to have a strong evil character to have any kind of hero character. So and George Lucas understood making that the bad guy really bad. But we were lucky to be blessed with finding out how he got bad. So I agree with you. That middle story right there with the little kid on how he got bad, that's a cool story.
Yeah, that's episode two where Anakin has become a Jedi. And then you see the tensions that get involved because he never has gotten a handle on his ability to control his emotions. It's almost like an old-time Greco-Roman play, a tragedy of sorts, where you see this progression that is driven inevitably. Plus, we know where Anakin's going to wind up because we've seen what he becomes when he's really into it. So we watch transfixed as this transition occurs. I think it's one of these.
It's almost like Hamlet.
One of these rare movies.
The force follows
the old time formula of it says something about humanity as it entertains. That seems to be something Hollywood has forgotten these days. But it matches the form.
We got Darth Vader in here somewhere.
Is somebody blowing their nose?
Yes. The force.
That breath mask. After we find out he fell into the lava, you know, or got burnt badly in that.
You know, and Judge, that's really a good point. The way that this was written and how it was produced, it does harken back to an earlier time of writing in terms of Hollywood and script writing. It is very Shakespearean. The Star Wars, 7 movies now, I believe. I think it's going to be 7 now. Easy, is it going to be 7?
I think it's like 7. By the way, Darth left. Yeah, I brought him in for a second. He was going to say something, but you guys wouldn't let him talk. So he just wanted to come in and breathe on the mic real quick. But let's talk about the cast. Yeah, let's talk about the cast of the new movie. Okay, this is Star Wars.
You're going to have to bring me up to speed on that.
Okay, so Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens. This is a 2015 movie. It's Lawrence Kasdan is the green screenplay writer, and the stars are Harrison Ford, Mark Hamill, Carrie Fisher, Harrison Ford. It looks like, I mean, okay, here's the cast: Oscar Isaac, Gwendolyn Christie, Carrie Fisher, Mark Hamill, Simon Pegg, Daisy Ridley, Domino Hall Gleason, Adam Driver, Andy Serkis, Peter Mayhew, John Boyega, Warwick Davis, Lupita Nyong'o, and Max von Sydow. I've never heard of any of these people. The only person I've heard of it with Star Wars is Harrison Ford. Harrison Ford seems to be keeping the legend going here as far as the cast. Well, so have you guys heard of any
George
of these people?
Lucas. No, George Lucas has always been known all the way back to American Graffiti when he cast Harrison Ford because he saw Harrison Ford Harrison Ford was a contractor, a handyman, and he was working at the studios, and George Lucas saw him fixing something in an office near his office and said, yeah, I got something for you. And that's how American Graffiti came around. George Lucas has always been the guy in Hollywood that has casted people that were not recognizable and new talent. He's always done that historically in his filmmaking.
Han Solo, man. But at least they had to keep one of the characters. You know what I mean? They had to keep somebody, you know. I don't know. We'll see how it goes, guys. We'll see how the movie happens. It seems like it's a whole brand new cast. From what I could see, Harrison Ford is the only one that's still there.
Well, Mark Hamill was originally Luke Skywalker, and Carrie Fisher was originally Leia. Yeah, Leia. So you got the three main characters of the original Star Wars.
Because I'm looking at him on IMDb, he looks completely different.
Well, he's
is this
older,
Max
and also
you're saying.
What did you say,
Max von Sydow?
Oh yeah, this guy. Yeah, he's been around a while.
Yeah, he always plays the German spy somewhere in there,
yeah.
Or intelligence operative. Yeah, he'll
right.
be good.
So it's going to be
an awesome
movie, guys. I recommend seeing it. I think we should do some Star Wars. Make sure you guys check out our fans page, Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook. Look at our Instagrams and Twitter and stuff. Our Twitter is just Easy Way Broadcast. We're going to do some Star Wars trivia. We're going to do some Star Wars questions. We're going to have a lot of you guys to interact. And it's going to be a lot of fun. I won't take up too much time on the whole Star Wars thing, but I hope you guys enjoyed that little topic. Again, guys, and if you want to join in with us, if you want to be a part of this, is a very interactive show. We're looking for your questions, and you can dial 914-338-1303, be a part of the conversations when we have them. And Judge, we need to get a mask on you, dude. You need to be Darth Vader. We need to do an event, do like a charity or something, and Judge Joe Brown's going to play he's going to play Darth Vader. I'll be Luke Skywalker.
I'm not big enough to be Darth Vader, but, you know, I like the lines.
But you wear a dark cape. You wear a black outfit all the time. All you got to do is throw a mask on.
Well, yeah, that's true. You will come immediately. I can feel that you are strong in the Force.
And I'm sure some people standing in front of the judge feel like they're in Darth Vader's court.
Yeah. You will listen to the verdict and you will comply.
The movie you guys must see, you must. Judge Joe Brown will be Darth Vader.
There you go, Yoda.
That's not fair because on Judge Joe Brown, he has the Force with him all the time, man. So that's not cool.
Oh, that's right.
that's true.
Yeah, Bayless.
There you go.
Okay, my fans are asking me what's wrong with my voice. I'm doing impressions of Star Wars. You guys didn't recognize that was Yoda? All right. So, guys, I hope you enjoyed the show. We're going to go a quick commercial break here, and then when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the sex trafficking and human trafficking. There's a situation they do called COT, and it's really awesome. And, don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. It's going to be a lot of fun. And D.A. Expert. There we go. A lot of fun. And we got Judge Joe Brown doing this thing with us, co-hosting today on Easy Talk Live. And then don't go anywhere as well. Yes, easy way. We're getting all the facts and all the information, all the insides on the new show with Judge Joe Brown and what he's going to be doing. So,
I am your father.
Judge Joe Brown is my father. Okay, that works. I love
it. I am your father.
All right, guys. So Easy Talk Live. Hope you enjoyed the show. We'll be right back.
Are you a business owner interested in workforce expansion and wanting to include hiring individuals with disabilities and are wondering how to obtain the most qualified professionals at minimal cost? The Disability Awareness Experts can help. Our consulting services extend to businesses, organizations, and employers interested in expanding through hiring individuals with disabilities. The Disability Awareness Experts are a nonprofit organization and are proud sponsors of Easy Way Broadcasting and members of the United Nations Association of Beverly Hills, California. For more information, contact daexperts.org or dial 310-910-7460. 310-910-7460.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
Life is hard for how to roll the easy way. Life is hard for how to roll the easy way. Life is hard for how to roll the easy way. Life is hard for how to roll the easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way. You're doing it the easy way. All of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zuli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Jimmy from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell, I'm the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I've decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
All right, guys, and we're back on Easy Talk Live. We got Judge Joe Brown. We got Jesse Terrell. We got Gil Martinez here on Easy Talk Live doing it the easy way. Remember, you guys can follow us at easywaybroadcasting.com and thewtv.com. It's an awesome show. We're having a fun conversation. Join in. Be a part of it. 914-338-1303. 914-338-1303. You can tune into our Periscope Live. This is every Thursday, 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And you can go to all of our blogs and our red carpets. We got a new red carpet page, by the way, Easy Way Red Carpets. So it's facebook.com/redcarpetseasyway. And you'll be able to see all of our awesome red carpets with Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie, Justin Timberlake. I mean, you name it, we have it. It's there. We're doing it the easy way. And we're back with Judge Joe Brown, Jesse Terrell, and Gil Martinez. What's going on, guys? What's going on, guys? We are back. Are you guys ready?
Yes, we are. Let's do it.
Gil got the skills. Martinez in the house, baby. That's right.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
We got the brown beauty on duty.
So we got my co-host Judge Joe Brown. Don't go anywhere, guys, because we'll be talking about this new TV show in more detail. But for now, we're going to go into the topic of sex trafficking, human trafficking. Do not do it. And if you know about it, do something. Don't be quiet about it. Say something. Nowadays, we have social media. We have blogging. We have a lot of tools we didn't used to have, and we can really make a difference to stop this stuff. Now, Jesse Terrell is a very established person, very knowledgeable person in this industry. They have something called CAUGHT. They're going to tell us about it. Jesse, go ahead.
Well, CAUGHT is C-A-H-T. It's an acronym for Coalition Against Human Trafficking. And, you know, this is something that really is at epidemic levels in the country and around the world. Human trafficking not only envelops the sexual aspect of human trafficking, but is also slave labor. There's also the murdering of children for body parts, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But where we decided to really put our focus here, my longtime partner in this, Cindy Sauer, who could not be here today, she is a very powerful woman who had been fighting this on her own for about 20 years. In an area of the East San Fernando Valley in Los Angeles called Sun Valley. And so I came on board with her about 10 years ago because I just got fed up with being fed up about it. Nothing seemed to be happening. It seemed to be getting worse. The human trafficking seemed to be getting worse. The people that were being trafficked seemed to be getting younger. The pimp traffickers, which are just an extension of the human traffickers, those are the ones that most people see. The abuse and the destruction and the absolute degenerate and perverted behavior about this, finally I said, I got to do something about this. So Cindy and I got together and we started working this. And so with my media background, also with my ability to get out there and get into the political arena, as well as that background, we were able to make a lot of headway in bringing awareness to a specifically targeted area. And our goal was to clean up a stretch of about 2 to 3 miles of road in the San Fernando Valley that had human trafficking and pimp trafficking. And in the 5 years that we've been after that one, we have made great headway in cleaning this up. And here's the interesting thing, and this is something that a lot of folks don't know. The children, and they are children that are being trafficked. According to the FBI, the average age that somebody gets involved in the sexual trafficking business is 12 years old. We're talking 12 years old. And 97% of them are never rescued or found across America. So you're only saving 3 to 4% that ever get rescued or found. Once they get involved in the system, they get lost. And it's not them getting involved. Most of them are abducted, literally abducted, coerced by other people that they think is their age. They have a specific idea on the type of victim they are looking for. They're predators. And they follow these predators for weeks on end. And they figure out their MO, and they appeal to them. Yes, a lot of them are runaways. A lot of them are folks, young people that have some drug problems or alcohol problems. That has a lot to do with it, too. But nevertheless, these people are very young. And boys are affected as well. Don't let any mother or father think that your son cannot be grabbed up into this. So it really is at running at epidemic levels. And I'm happy to see that the media now, the politicians, are starting to get wind of this and starting to move towards trying to do something about this. One of the things that we are doing is legislatively here in the state of California, I'm co-writing new legislation to strengthen the rules that govern human trafficking. Judge, you probably relate to this in being a judge for as long as you have in your experience. Kidnapping actually holds a harder charge and incarceration than human trafficking. Human trafficking, in comparison to kidnapping and the statutory charges of kidnapping being felonies, is like a slap in the hands. Now, are you telling me, legislators, are you telling me that a little child of 14 years old walking home from school, listening to her cell phone, she gets scooped up in a van, misses for 3 days. Now she's in Florida. She's raped. She's beaten. She's drugged. And now she's afraid for her life. Are you telling me that that is not kidnapping? Oh, my goodness.
Well.
So Judge, I'm sure you can relate to that.
Well, it depends on it depends on the state you're talking about. Some of them, they have a problem with a lack of consistencies in their law, basically because some yokel is trying to prove he's tough on crime, so they get an explosion of codes, and some of them cancel each other out. There needs to be some core in there, a national trend. I speak to it in several perspectives. Years ago, long time ago, I used to represent a lot of pimps and their women, and I know it from that end. And then the other one, most recently, there was a beautiful young woman who was trying to seek admission to some major universities and grad school by performance, and she went over to Haiti to video and report on what was going over there, and she found a convent that was actually engaged, causing these young 12-year-old Haitian girls to engage in prostitution and selling girls out of there. And then they targeted her to kidnap her. So a friend who deals with international bodyguard work named Clifford Stewart, known as the Guru, we had to set up a situation where we got her bodyguard protection so she wouldn't be kidnapped. She's quite an attractive young woman, and she was deep into investigating what she had. So it is an important thing. It is bad. And to focus on places where there have been disasters, like in the South Pacific when they had the tsunami, in Haiti when they had the earthquake, and in other places around the world where there are disasters. So you compound it. Families are broken up. Individuals are, you know, harmed, set back by the natural disaster. And then the slimy opportunists come in, and then they start snatching the little girl.
Yeah, and I also want to drop a little thing on top of that, or side by side with that. It also tends to focus on areas that have had long history of prostitution and trafficking in a geographical location, a target area. See, what happens, Eric, and everybody who's watching and listening, what happens is people shut their doors. Our society has changed in the last 50 years, the 75 years, where folks go home after a long day at work, they're behind their fence, their wall, their Rottweiler, they just want to shut their doors and have a peaceful family life. And they don't really see what's going on out in the street in the evenings and even in the early mornings. And so an area gets proliferated like a cancer, and it just spreads, and then it just gets impaled like the cement. It doesn't go away. And once that area gets targeted and known as a human trafficking area with all the other nefarious activities that come its way, what happens is it's hard to break the public's idea of that. And so the only way that we can do this, and what we have found out, is to build a coalition. And that's where the Coalition Against Human Trafficking came up. It started off in building a coalition of homeowners and business owners around a targeted area who would have their ears and eyes open when they're going about their normal day of business, a normal day of relaxation. And we provided a way in which that they could report without having to be part of it. People have a fear of this, of the pimps and the bad guys, and they should, rightfully so. So we provided an anonymous tip line, an anonymous place that they could provide these reports, and we would be the go-between to the police agencies and the political realm to make this happen. In combination with the media, the politics, and the policing, and the coalition, and a few really important people that got out there in the streets, we have been able to really put a 14-step together on how to clean up an area. Now, what we see is the trafficking now coming from the Pacific area via the ocean, not only just south of the border, but it's also coming north of the border up in Washington. It's coming across the Canadian border down into California, Nevada, and Arizona. So it's expanding. And also what we're seeing now, which is a very dangerous thing in where it's escalating here in Southern California, is the gang element. The cartel element. They're finding that it's easier for them to make a lot of money. And since the laws of the state of California are so relaxed that they actually don't get as incarcerated or as much trouble, it's easier for them to get out of the problem than running drugs or weapons or whatever other activities that they're doing. So that's not a good sign. That's not a good sign at all. So it has a lot to do with a lot of elements, and the beautiful thing about this, if people just get involved and say, look, it's got to stop, and the little things that you do, when you see here activity around your school, your church, your parks, when you see people that seem to be watching your children in some way, take a really, you got to somehow control your internet aspect of it, because the internet has become the area where the predators are really hunting.
Okay, so we have so guys, and so what website? What do people go to support it? What, you know, is there social media How do people support the whole thing?
I do want to make a note. When Gil Martinez started going around with me to the different seminars and speeches and things and events that we talk at, like John's School, where we talk to actual people who purchased prostitutes and got stuck up and held up in a sting operation. When he started to understand, and he's really become a great advocate of this, and he's working on with a lot of the community outreach programs in a certain part of Los Angeles here, because what we're seeing now is the pimps are taking young girls from other parts of the exterior part of LA County, bringing them into LA City via the Metrolink and the train, and then sending them back out. At the end of the day, it's really crazy how they adapt. But how you can get involved in this is we have a Facebook page. It's called facebook.com/ Coalition Against Human Trafficking. Now, let me say that again. facebook.com/ Coalition Against Human Trafficking. And right there is our main social media aspect to it. As we've been flipping this bill out of our pocket, Cindy Sauer and I, we've been basically for almost 10 years been just going into our pockets and doing it. We're moving now into a nonprofit situation. We've got access to a couple of grants. So we're going to expand this statewide to move out of LA County and really go down into Orange County, because there's a heck of a bad problem down there in San Diego and Orange County. And we want to be able to expand what we're doing there. So facebook.com/ Coalition Against Human Trafficking.
All right, definitely. So, guys, make sure you support that. I'm going to go into a couple of the questions of the fans. And before I go into this, does anybody want to expand or say anything about the trafficking?
Yeah.
Judge? Okay.
One last comment on this. I'm a little disturbed about some of the pop culture, how they have glorified pimping. Yeah, man, it's about pimping, man. You know, hey, or you see stuff in magazines or even on apps, pimp your ride. You know, this is a bad way to think because there's nothing glamorous about pimping. Pimps are some of the lowest scum you can find. And when we sit there and we've got a culture that makes this a glorification, how you make it, young man? You know, like I'm into pimping, man, strong. I got some, you know, my ladies take good care of me, you know. See, and then you get this in the pop culture, in the music, the entertainments, and other stuff, and they don't even realize what it leads into. One last observation. I'm seeing this come back into play where the pimps who are now leading into a different, higher level are picking the most innocent girls they can find who are not streetwise, who can't find stuff, and then addicting them to heroin or some such drug. And then basically they don't want to get sick, so they will submit to a whole lot of stuff. And some of these characters are so ruthless, they know they're going to die in a month or two or 2 months, so they just use them until they become a corpse found in a flop house room.
So you're so right on the button on that.
Those types of people need to be tarred and feathered, man. It's not cool. And but I know we want to keep on talking about this topic, but we'll do it on blogging.
Okay.
or Facebook. We got to get to some of the fans. The fans have had questions all throughout the show, and I promised you guys I would do this. So one of the questions, a lot of them are for Judge Joe Brown. They're wondering about your situation, Judge. I know you talked about it on KTLA. You know, they want to know. One of the questions was, what actually happened from your opinion? From, you know, there's something with the girl. You went to jail. Now you're out. You know, can you explain more about it?
Very, very briefly, what happened is I was investigating something. A woman came up to me crying, and at first I said I couldn't help her. And then when I investigated and found out what her situation was, I thought it was an absolutely ridiculous example of what has happened out there in the country, where it's not just the youth out in the streets confronting the police, but some of the institutions in the name of money have been destroying families, lives, and situations because of privatization. What this was about was a woman who was in her mid-50s, and she got a new job that was going to be a very well-paying job. She got a background check, and they discovered that our juvenile court in Shelby County had issued a warrant for her arrest because somebody from out of state, without even swearing to it, claimed she was the mother of his daughter. And she's never had a daughter. So you can see what kind of hell that was all about. In other words, just imagine you have been married for 30-some years, and your wife gets a warrant for some character out of state making a baseless claim that she's the mother of his child. And baby, what's this all about? You see, that kind of thing you have to get involved in. And we had, as is coming around to the rest of the country, a juvenile court that is now operated as a private business where the name of the game is profit. And people get hurt very badly when that kind of thing is allowed to transpire. So I kind of did what I had to do. Some things you just have to step forward, and irrespective of what's going on, whether it is doing 5 days in jail or getting shot, sometimes you can't turn your face away and walk past the mugging. You got to get involved. That's what happened.
Gotcha. Hey, okay. So
absolutely.
Judge, I appreciate you explain that more, and so hopefully the guys that answer your question. So CT34217 says she loves Judge Joe Brown, and then somebody else asked when are you back on TV. So this must be new people tuning in, and this is these are Periscopers. So talk about your Judge Joe Brown has a new TV show. What's the name of your TV show, Judge? And you tell us about it?
It's gonna be True Verdict. With Judge Joe Brown, it will be starting fall 2016. Channel 5, KTLA, and LA is running ads on it, showing some of the promos. It's going to be an expanded format of what you saw before, but this time I'll be in control of the content, and we're going to do some things differently. We're going to be a little more into the humor thing. We're going to talk about more adult situations, and we will expand out into what's going on culturally, socially, politically, and economically, because that all impacts what happens to people on a day-to-day basis. So, True Verdict. That will be the name.
All right, it's True. So the name of the new show Judge Joe Brown is doing is called True Verdict, you guys. And then we have a question. Does he still like pit bulls? Do you still like pit bulls?
I'm a dog lover. I don't dislike pit bulls, but I always have had a bone of contention with people who get animals that need extensive training and a very controlled environment, and they don't do that, and the animals become dangerous, which is bad for dogs. Generally, pit bulls in particular, and a lot of people that have been hurt by them.
So, talking about your new show, Judge, I'm a dog lover. I love every type of dog possible. I'll be honest with you, pit bulls in particular, I don't like, because I actually got attacked by a pit bull. They do turn on their owners. Same thing with bulldogs, but pit bulls especially. Just from this little story. Sorry, I was actually at a friend's house, and he told me be very careful around the dogs. Don't look at them in the eye and whatever. And let me tell you something. When an owner tells you something about their dog, listen to them. Okay, because
yeah.
I did everything that they told me not to. I didn't do anything that they told me to do, and I was really just like, hold on, I still don't know what happened one day. I'll ask that question in a second, guys. Hold on. So I never had a dog attack experience in my life, and everything that they told me not to do, I did, and never ever stare down a pit bull. Don't do it. I got grabbed. It jumped. It bit me on the side. I literally had to have surgery. It was hanging from my stomach, from the side of my stomach. It took a nice little chunk out of the left
wow.
side of my my stomach. Yeah. So I have a pit bull story. I hated pit bulls until I volunteered at the dog pound. They were wonderful. Oh, cool. That's cool that you volunteered. And so, hey, but going back to your show, Judge, you know, if you need a social media piece, you said you want comedy, you want that live interaction, you know, Easy Way, you know, does a little bit of that fun stuff, that live interaction. I'm a dancer. I put people on the spot. You know, let's talk. Let's talk a little bit.
Okay, we'll do. We'll do that. And by the
I love
way,
it.
Before I got divorced, I had 5 dogs. So I like dogs.
Oh, really?
But they get trained. So, you know, that stay, walk away, and they'll stay down. They're down. Sit. They sit. Hold. They don't go to grab the treat until you say, okay, then they can get it. See, I've been in places where, okay, like up in Aspen, they've got this luxury hotel called The Nail. There may be 250 people in there downstairs at the various bars, and there may be 15 to 25 dogs, and the dogs acting just like people, you know. They're involved in what's going on. Dogs aren't getting out of hand. Nobody's getting snapped at. Dogs are not growling. They're being peaceful with each other because they're trained dogs. You know.
Kids
that don't get proper training get out of hand, too, and they get to be problems. It's like dogs need to be trained, so people need to learn how to train themselves and their dogs. If you're going to do a pit bull, be sure you know what you're doing.
Mhm. Yeah, I want to say thank you to CT3. I appreciate you inviting your friends and other people to follow. You guys keep doing that. Share this broadcast with your friends, and click the screen so you show that you're loving the show. It just shows that you show love. And for those of you guys out there that might be new and don't know about Periscope, Judge, do you know about Periscope? Let's talk about social media a little bit with Mr. Judge Joe Brown. Jesse, Gil, feel free to chime in. I know you personally, Judge. You and I are friends, so I know that you're not a big technical guy, social media guy, app guy. That's not your world, right?
I do apps. I don't do social media.
Mm-hmm.
I design and build stuff, and for example, one app I have does structural analysis, load distribution, etc. At 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, it takes maybe 30 seconds to run an analysis. You get it at a later time in the day, and it says, sorry, due to heavy social media use, it may be 4 to 5 hours before we can respond. And see, there's this side of what's going on with what the technology allows that can be put to great use, but a lot of times you can't do that because it's just turned to glorified gossip. So there needs to be a balance, and we're getting ready to switch over to a Doppler system because the airwaves are overloaded right now, and that's going to be a lot more expensive. You mentioned apps, like one I'm familiar with that some of the kids use. It's every time they take a picture, that picture is automatically uploaded to the 63 of their friends. So every picture gets uploaded 63 times. That ties a lot of stuff up, or 27, or some people, they've got 154 friends, and it gets to be, you know, come on, nobody can use this thing. It's frozen up. This is a little bit excessive.
Well, I want to help you with the interactive side of your show, where it really allows people to get interactive, whether it's through apps or social media, people, you know, stating their opinions on your verdicts. And I really want to help you on that side of things, whether I'm a part of the show or not, just because I'm very creative when it comes to that. I've been doing that for 10 years. And the more interactive you can allow a fan to be, the more the companies enjoy it, the sponsors enjoy it, the more the fans enjoy it. You know, I'm
aware of that.
You
now are in line. You don't even have to submit a resume.
Okay. I appreciate it.
Well, you know, I'm gonna jump in on this. The interactive experience is the breaking of that fourth wall, because the technology has allowed that to happen, and there has been now two generations that have been raised, the youngest being born right now, of young people that grew up with PlayStation and all the different gaming stuff in the house, where they have been able to reach out through those facilities to people around the world and team up and have these activities within the body of that game. And that has really turned and educated a complete generation, almost two now, of people that the interactive experience is what they're really searching for. And that's where entertainment is going. It has to become interactive. The networks are losing millions of viewers. Traditional cable is losing millions of viewers because their technology can't afford the upgrade to the interactivity. And so the world of the internet becomes the place that people go to now. And it's going to continue to grow. And that interactive experience is really what folks are looking for. If you can't engage them in a very quick amount of time and allow them to participate, then they'll just go on to something that they can participate in. So the connection has to be made there through the interactivity. And the technology allows that in a lot of positive and wonderful ways. And as the new phones come out and all of this stuff, it's just going to get faster and faster and faster, to the point that if you are not engaged with your client, your customer, your viewer, your audience, your listener, then you're going to go by the way radio is going right now, and that is losing all the time the advertising dollars. So the interactive experience And I got to say that one of the things that we found with Eric and what he has been doing over the years is the guy's really ahead, and he's very much cutting edge out here in front of the rest of everybody that understands this. And so, he's got his hands on that and understands that very closely. Our model is a little different. Our model at www.aventertainmentlive.com is the interactivity. It's very important and it has to be there, but the live experience, but more along a TV station type model that has the ability to do the interactivity, which Eric does do as well with all the different things that he's doing. But this guy is the guy that can cover that stuff really well.
Yeah, that's always a consideration, what the public wants and the sign of the times. I would just offer this one caution. For most of my adult life, I've been spending a lot of time keeping Big Brother out of your business and my business. We just need to be very careful that we don't invite him in.
That's an interesting point, because during my lifetime, Big Brother has seeped into every aspect of my life. I mean, U.S. Patriot Act after 9/11 was the biggest seepage into my liberties based on the Constitution. And I'm glad that that is changing, or hopefully they're going to start doing something with that. But, yeah, I absolutely agree with you. But I would also pose that, you know, the tsunami can't be stopped. You can't stop the ocean when it wants to come on shore. And at some point, like the judge said, you've got to be able to put the checks and balances in there so that human trafficking can be taken care of, so that abuses can be taken care of, so that you aren't caught up in that. And that's absolutely true. It sort of is a catch-22, you know. It's a two-edged blade, Judge.
Well, let me give you one of them that's really just under the covers, but it's a big one. Facebook has this facial recognition algorithm that they've been applying. And the problem with it is that so many people are into Facebook, so many pictures have been taken, that it also operates on the people standing in the background at the bar. When somebody's taking a picture and innocently posting it to Facebook, they have basically a third of the American population in their setup. And it's gotten to the point now with three apps that you can get. Let's say somebody looks at a woman that he has an urge to do something to or with. He can take a quiet picture of her, run the apps, and he will get her name, address, phone number, age, date of birth,
Very true.
Of this information. And stalking is greatly facilitated, kidnapping is facilitated, and not to mention the problems with ID theft. So, see, that's out there. And everybody does Facebook, and people take pictures, and people get included in the background. But right now, for example, the feds, Homeland Security Patriot Act driven, want to get a hold of this algorithm from Facebook so they can use it for their purposes. And quite frankly, I do not trust that. And
you know,
I like the idea.
I agree with you. I agree with you in that aspect. This is Jesse. I agree with you. But Facebook was originally started by the CIA in a black ops operation. They actually literally had books of faces of double agent spies and around the world. And they would put this in a book. And the early computers, they would facilitate that into their early computer systems. So Facebook, the actual Facebook, actually came out of the CIA in an operation like that. It's ironic and coincidental that Zuckerberg and Facebook are basically an extension of that. And the irony further continues down the road with what you just said, Judge, is that now because of that, everybody can be captured in the face and information is so readily available. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. I tend to fall on the more conspiratory side of things than I do on everything seems to be what it is. It isn't. So, but we do have to have social networking, and that's the important thing that we have to understand here. We can't run our businesses and run our organizations without it today. And so, you know, in that respect, guys like EasyWayBroadcasting.com, guys like us that do online broadcasting live, you know, we are always standing on that line as to what we shoot, what we don't shoot, what's in the background, who's around. I know Gil and I take great particular when there's young children around, when there's children around. Gil, I mean, you know, how many times, Gil, have we always said we can't interview you, we can't talk to you?
Yeah, going off the top. I mean, first of all, I had no idea the CIA and all that stuff. I had no idea we're going to go that direction. But it's very insightful information. I was like, my fans probably like, wait, I thought Mark Zuckerberg started this with a college and a whole bunch of people, you know, joining Facebook. But that's some really deep information there. But you know, Facebook and social media, you know, we're talking about the do's and the don'ts. It sounds like, and one of the big don'ts I think that Facebook, all social media needs to stop doing. Why the heck are they showing your location and where you're actually at? I mean, are they trying to give the ability to have somebody? Cause how many people have people that are haters or don't like you, or people that, I mean, some people are out to get you, and you're broadcasting. I know they don't show your exact location. Okay, I'm sitting at a Starbucks here, and they don't show the address, but they show the general vicinity, They show the general vicinity of, you know, your location, and I think they need to take that whole location thing off. That's just my opinion. But the good thing about social media is the fact that it allows thousands, hundreds of thousands to millions of people to potentially help a good cause, to potentially donate, to potentially get involved in something. I mean, there's massive power in making something go viral and getting people together and getting people to share something and getting people to all collectively, you know, coincide on a good situation. I mean, social media is amazing in that aspect of things. But then going back to the con, you also have the bullies. You have the people that misuse it. And I think it's just a matter of you know, how people use social media. Because I, Easy Way Broadcasting, me and our family, we use it for Easy Way Cares. We use it to show cool content, to give people entertainment, to broadcast out what we have going on, to help people, to do things like that. Some people use it to bully people. Some people use it to cyber slander, to you know, to attack people. It's even caused the point of people wanting to commit suicide. You know, I mean, it can be really dangerous or it can be really positive. It can be amazing. What's your opinions on that, Judge?
Yeah, there's always a two-edged sword to technology, any kind of technology. There's a flip side that is not too nice. So we have to be aware of it, and we have to accommodate it. It's sort of like, I suppose when all you could do was walk on your hind legs, you didn't have to worry about running off of an overpass at 65 miles an hour in heavy fog. But when you get the technology, you know, there are some things that you have to do to accommodate it and deal with the downside, which is, well, I tell you this. For example, I at one time had one of my desktops fitted up with one hell of a security setup. I mean, it would give you, if somebody tried to hack in, it would give you the MasterCard or Visa they used, the billing information, so you could ID theft them as a deterrent. And I would give this demonstration to people of cleaning it so you could see it's clean, and then spend 25 to 30 minutes going to various Facebook accounts that they would log into, then taking a look at what had been picked up just in those 30 minutes. Like, for example, one of the more common things is to lay a window over social media sites, and people go in and populate the pickup off of that. So at 3 a.m. in the morning, somebody 35 computers in parallel to solve a complex problem, well, they do it. I mean, I suppose that's not the worst thing that could be done. It's not malicious hacking, but you do run into that kind of thing, and you should be aware of it. You take your chances, you assume the risk, and you do it knowingly. But a lot of people don't understand what they do when they get out there. Once you put it out there, you can't take it back.
I love it, Judge. So guys, if you agree with Judge's opinions, my opinions, Jesse's, Gil's, hit us up on our fans page, our Twitter, Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook. We got about 3 minutes left, guys, so I'm going to give you guys some insights and some things you can check out. Go to easywaybroadcasting.com. We got the tribute to Gunsmoke, the 60th year anniversary tribute to Gunsmoke, Real Cowboys major award show. It's called the Silver Spur Awards, coming up on September 18th. We got the United Nations event with the Southern California United Nations event. It's a real big red carpet, real big political situations. It's a big conference. It's a big business conference, September 30th. And then we got the Hollywood Music and Media Awards coming up on Wednesday, November 11th. With some real big people, and they're backed and supported by Hollywood Reporter. Check out our magazine. We just did some amazing broadcasts. We just did coverage with T-Pain and his event. We just did the MTV Movie Awards. We just did a big thing with royalty from Africa and business owners from Africa that are billionaires and millionaires doing diamonds and oil and doctors and medical stuff wanting to do business with the U.S., we just did a big interview with the executive producer straight out of Compton, my man Bill Strauss. Shout outs to him. Check out that interview. We just did the Special Olympics with Mission Viejo in Orange County. I brought the co-founder of E! Entertainment to meet the mayor, and we honored and we welcomed the Special Olympians from Indonesia and Spain. You can go check out that video. Check out our YouTube. Subscribe to the YouTube, Easy Way TV. So it's youtube.com/EasyWayTV. We also do covers, and all of our pictures go on the photo section. So you can just go to photos or videos. You want to check out any of our stuff. And then also, guys, really quick, when it comes of red carpets, branding yourself, promoting yourself, putting your business out there, marketing yourself, viral marketing. We have been doing red carpets for over 12 years. We guarantee a return, whether it's major promotion to get you money or whether it's getting you money, setting you up with meetings. We bring the stars. We bring the press. We just did an event with over 15 press. It was on within a day. It got on Wire Image. It got on Getty. It got on PR Photos, CPC News Today, Easy Way Broadcasting, WTV. That's what we do. And so we got about 90 seconds left, guys. I love you guys. I really appreciate Judge Joe Brown, Jesse, all you guys, Gil. You guys have been great guests. Make sure you guys tune in next week. We got another amazing guest, possibly my girl Carla Gordy from Motown, the Gordy family. It's going to be a lot of fun. So, Judge, I'm looking forward to talking to you about the show. Thank you to everybody that's tuned in. Tune in with Periscope. Subscribe. Follow us. Press the like button. Show us some shares. Hit us up on our fans page, Twitter, Instagram. Just hit my Instagram up, Eric Zuli. We do this every Thursday. That's how we do it the easy way. Hashtag easy way. I hope you guys enjoyed yourself and support the awareness for sex trafficking and human trafficking. And check out my man Judge Joe Brown's new show. Here we go. I'm the hero. It's all about the flow. Get the dinero. I'm your host. That's how we do it. I hope you guys had fun, guys. Judge, you're the man. Jesse Gill, you guys follow them. This is Easy Talk Live. We'll catch you guys next week.
All right.
You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zuli. His work has been recognized by Congress. The city and county of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening.
Something like that.